everybody.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. My name is Lynn Miller. I'm an intuitive medium. You may have seen me over the years on various media outlets. I've been doing this quite a long time. And what I do is I help clients find their higher path. What I mean by that is a higher vibration. Everything we do is based on our choices. A lot of times I have clients come to me that are continuing a cycle, and that's what I refer to as a block. So something in the past is preventing them from moving forward. In other words, they keep making similar choices. So there's many different sort of paths we can take, and I just help utilize what I do to find the highest vibration. I'm sort of known for specific names and dates and things like that. I want to say to everybody out there that's listening, anyone that comes to me for a private session through Blog Talk Radio, I offer a discount, $50 off any one of my sessions. So I urge you to take advantage of that. They're really in-depth. I have a 30-minute, 45-minute, hour, and a 90-minute session. So we really delve into past, present, future, and so forth. So I am back in Los Angeles. I went down to Boca Raton wondering and thinking maybe I would like, you know, to relocate there, but immediately the energy was just off for me. So I'm back in Los Angeles, happy to be back. Going to get to some questions in a few minutes. Try to keep it to one question if you don't mind. Say, whatever you're doing today, you know, every day is a new opportunity to sort of shift your path, shift the direction that you're going in. So if things haven't been going well for you, I usually tell my clients, do something sort of out of the box. Make a decision or a choice that perhaps would be out of the ordinary for you. For example, say you hate cooking, sign up for a cooking class. You know, something to sort of shift the energy and it brings in a new dynamic. It's always a good sort of indicator or way to shift the energy around you. I've noticed it works really well for people, and that's some advice that I give. I also am very much into meditation, sound vibration, sound meditation. You know, every day is a new opportunity to mold the future. Don't get stuck in the past. Oftentimes we get stuck in decisions we've made or the past, and it prevents us from sort of moving forward. All right, I'm going to get to some callers now. Like I said, keep it to one question if you don't mind and try to be specific as possible, and we'll go from there. Hi there, this is Lynn.
Hi, Lynn. This is Tanika.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Where are you calling from? Where's 347?
It's New York, but I'm calling from Long Island, New York.
Oh, okay. What's your birthday?
9378.
What's your question? I have a feeling there's some decision you have to make.
So my current job, I wanted to move to Florida from this job, and they don't seem like they're going to let it happen for me. So I was thinking of leaving. So I got a job offer yesterday from Saks, and I have a couple of other interviews coming up. And I just wanted to know what you see around me leaving and if I should, and if this is a good move, like what you see if I leave, because eventually that is where I want to end up, but I just can't take wasting my time anymore, I feel like. So.
Yeah, I feel like I definitely think a move is the best situation for you. It's the highest vibration. I'm hearing that you should just sort of take the leap of faith and do it and get down there and apply for jobs. You would have a job within 5 weeks.
I think right now I was thinking like just take the job at Saks while I prepare to go down to leave Long Island to go down to New York. That's what I was thinking.
That's a good idea. I think that would work out well for you. The energy around that feels right. I can tell you that the month of October is going to bring around great changes for you. So I do feel like some serious move or something's going to happen for you in October.
Good, because I was just devastated. Like, they told me on Friday that I would have to wait till April now to transfer, April 2022. And I'm like, there's no way I'm going to stay here again, like, more. That's wrong.
Yeah, you just kind of make things happen for yourself. You know, if somebody tells you no, you find an alternate route and just sort of go with it. I know that you'll be fine, and there's really good energy around you, so you're going to find a really good position.
Guy named Frank, I haven't heard from him all summer. I don't know if you picked up still any kind of future between us, or I don't know if that's dead, but you used to talk to me about him.
It's interesting. There will be a future communication with him, but it feels to me like he's sort of moved on. He's sort of moved on, and there's going to be another guy coming around you within 4 months, a new energy, a new relationship.
Okay.
All right. Well, I hope that helped. Thanks for calling in. Reach out to me privately anytime.
I will. I'll keep listening, too. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Take care. Yeah, sometimes you just have to make your own universe, create what you want for yourself. If things aren't really going the way you want, or you're told, you know, no, you can't do this, there's so many different choices we can make to make something happen. So, all right, let's get to the next caller. Hi, this is Jen.
Hello, this is Suzanne.
Hi, Suzanne. Where are you calling from?
Long Island.
Another Long Island. We got two of those so far. What's your question?
Oh, I'm so happy I got on. Thank you.
You're welcome. What's your question? I feel like you've got a lot on.
Okay, I'm sorry. My I interviewed for a teacher aid position last Wednesday. I'm working now, and then I'm interviewing for another one Tuesday and another one Wednesday. Which one will I get?
Oh, wow. I feel like the one you just went on you're going to get.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
When will I find out?
You should find out within a week.
Now, the one I'm interviewing on Wednesday, I used to work for them.
Okay, there's a good energy. You're going to receive two offers, so you have a choice.
Now, what about the one Tuesday, the one that I didn't work for?
Not getting a high vibration on that one.
And okay, real quick, do you see me moving to a new place down the road by November? Because that's when my lease is up.
I do. This is going to sound weird, but is there like an Oak View or Oak Street around you?
I don't know if there's one by there. I don't know if there's an Oak Street by there where I'm living now. No. It's just
going to
be like a mile down the road, believe it or not. It's just, it would be this where I'm living is too depressing and oppressing, so.
Yeah, I definitely see a move happening for you. New job move, so a lot of good energy.
How about a new guy?
The name David comes up for me around.
Oh, my God. That's so weird. I like a guy named David, but he just wants to be friends with me for the past, like, 3 years, whatever, and he never So I don't know if it's him or somebody else with the name Dave.
Well, something could shift around that. I really strongly go to the name David, so.
Well, I don't know. Maybe online there'll be somebody, or maybe somebody will introduce me to a Dave, or is it him real quick? Which one out of all those three? Is it a new him or newer him?
That's
two.
Like it's the one you're already communicating with.
Oh, I've known him as a friend, but he never wants. I've even asked him a month ago, 2 months ago, if he wanted to be more than friends, and he said no.
Yeah, give it some time. There could be a shift there. That's all I know is the man.
Oh my God!
I feel
it's in a couple of years. What shift?
I just see that name around you, so it could be a new man. You never know. Sometimes I pick up these names that somebody new that's similar to somebody you already know. So.
Well, I wish it would be him. I like him, but you can't beg or change it.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. Well, I hope that helps, and good luck
on
your
search. It did a lot. Thank you.
All right.
I'm sorry?
Have a great day.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Take care. Bye. Yeah, sometimes we meet somebody that is very similar to somebody we're going to meet in the future. A lot of times, sometimes the names will line up. The physical characteristics. It's really interesting how the universe brings things around us. Okay, let me go to the next caller here. Hi there, this is Lynn.
Hey Lynn, this is Stacy. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you doing? Are you calling from New York?
Yes, I am.
Okay, wow, you've got a really great energy. I feel a lot of positive stuff around you.
Thank you.
Yeah, so, what's going on today?
This is a move day question. So there is a place that I'm eyeing that will not become available in New Jersey until the end of the year. However, I'm just thinking about taking a place temporarily in New Jersey for a short time because I live in the city and I am jaded. I cannot take it there anymore. I'm ready to move. I know this place is definitely coming. The townhouse is coming at the end of the year, but I'm thinking about just maybe taking maybe a studio or room or something short term.
That's a really good move for you. You should do that. I see something coming up for you within 2 weeks.
That's what I was thinking too. Do you see is it a studio or a room?
Studio. I feel like it's a studio situation or possibly a little guest house or something like that.
Okay, so should I look on Craigslist for it?
Yeah, just be careful on Craigslist. There's a lot of Looney Tunes on there.
You know, I'll leave that out. You know what, I'll just look in the paper. That's okay. I can get the local paper and look into the paper. That's
it's a positive move for you. I definitely feel the energy picking up a much higher vibration. You'll feel a lot better getting out of the city. And next year is going to bring around a lot of changes for you.
Okay, because I'm getting that townhouse. So in order for me, because I can get something in the city, but if I get something in the city, then I'm thinking I might get confused on the energy of the townhouse. And I said, you know what, let me just take the townhouse and take something else just temporarily until it comes through.
Yeah, you will find a place within 2 weeks. So
you'll be.
You're welcome. I hope that helps. Thanks for calling in.
That helps. Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Moving can be so stressful. Wow. I know. I just did it. So, okay. Let's go to the next caller. Hi there. This is Lynn.
Hello. This is Laura. I'm just wondering about a move.
Oh, wow, everybody's got moving questions today. Where are you located right now?
In Colorado.
in Colorado. I definitely feel a move coming up for you. It's going to be like right around the end of August, beginning of September.
Okay.
Is there a certain area you're looking at?
Yeah, but our lease isn't up until December, so we couldn't even move until December. So,
well, something comes up for you around September. Maybe you find the area or the place that you're interested in, but
yeah,
I definitely feel some kind of energy around September 1st.
Okay.
Yeah, the move is
looking,
very positive.
Yeah, we're looking at maybe another rental or maybe the buying. I don't know. The market is crazy right now. Do you see it like the market coming down at all a little bit?
I feel like it's going to come down a little bit next year, but it's going to be the later part of next year. I feel like the best option for you is to rent for approximately another year before you buy. The market will be down like in about a year.
Okay, good. Well, that's good to know because we can't afford these prices. They're horrible.
Yeah, the market's really in this bubble right now, but I definitely see it coming down. Is there a Michael around you?
Well, I was just watching a Michael on TV, but
okay.
Yeah, which is kind of weird.
I pick up that name around you for some reason, so.
Oh, okay.
Could be somebody coming in around work or something like that. Look out for it. So,
oh, I will.
Well, thanks for calling in and good luck with your move.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Wow, everybody's moving. It's that moving kind of energy. All right, let's go to the next caller.
Hello.
Hi there. Hi.
Can you hear me okay?
I can. Who am I speaking with?
Hello, sorry, we just broke up a little bit. Can you hear me all right?
I can. Where are you calling from?
Oh, I'm calling from England, and my name is Sue.
Hi, Sue. Nice to meet you. What's going on? Do you have a decision to make?
I don't think so. I think things are okay, but I think I'm looking for sort of insight in. Sorry, I've got a dog coughing in the background. Insight into any opportunities coming forward with respect to investment or moving or anything like that, any big things that you can see.
There's something that comes up for you mid-September. There's going to be some sort of financial increase and definitely a new opportunity. Are you near London?
It's a bit of a distance away.
There's something for me around London that feels very positive, or some person connected to London you're going to be dealing with. I'm looking at September and then again in December, 2 months, very high vibration around investment, opportunity, and somebody's going to present this to you, somebody you already know.
An opportunity, any kind of, can you give me any kind of insight into what you mean by that?
An opportunity for you to work on something new. It feels like it's in the financial sector. It's a new venture. There's three other people involved. What do you do right now?
Oh, I've got a new job starting in a week's time. So.
And what does that entail? What are you doing?
Oh, I really don't want to talk about it on the internet. It's a good job. So it's very good overall.
Okay, well, this opportunity has to do with personal finance and investing.
No, I don't work in finance, so I don't know what that's about.
I mean, it's a personal opportunity, meaning you're going to take some of your own money and invest it in something. It's not a job. It's a personal investment opportunity comes around for you.
Okay. Well, I don't know what that could possibly be. We'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, well, look out for it. Thank you for calling in.
All right, thank you.
Take care.
Bye.
Oftentimes, things come to us from various outlets and out of the blue, but I really feel like that's somebody she knows, so. Let's go to the next caller here. Hi there, this is Lynn.
Hi, Lynn. This is Tamika. I called back in to listen and see if you had any, like, time left. You had no more callers, and I would try to talk to you again. But I called back in.
Oh, yeah. Well, here I am. What do you want to focus on?
I guess I don't even want to talk about love right now because after what you told me, like, so he's moved on. Frank's moved on.
Yeah, I feel like Frank's moved on. I mean, there will be future communication with him. I feel like he's going through some things that are sort of personal and preventing him from moving forward in relationships. However, I mean, the energy around you for relationship is coming up is really high. So you need to put yourself out there on some dating sites and really create it for yourself, because I'm looking at 4 months' time, a new relationship.
Oh, that's great. The job at sex, if I take the sex job, do you see that me getting it? And, like, do you see any frustrations with that, like any negatives, or will that be, like, a good situation for me to get into?
No,
I mean,
it feels like it's good.
Okay.
It feels like a good situation, and I do feel like you will get it. So there's a good energy around it.
Yeah, because I'm coming from a situation where, like, mean women were really mean to me in this office job, and I just don't want to work around, like, I don't know, like, these women that are going to be mean to me. And I just want to be around a company that welcomes me. And, of course, I don't want to be stuck. Like, I want to go down to Florida, but I don't want to just jump. I'm not going to just leave sex like that. I know I want to prepare more to go down to Florida, but that's where I want to move to. Do you see, like, how, what my experience with sex would be like and when I'll move to Florida?
Yeah, I think your experience with sex will be great. There's two opportunities to move to Florida. One comes up for me in October, and the next one is not until next April.
Wow.
So I feel like you're going to jump on the one in April, and that's a big move for you. And it looks like right around April 15th, like the 2 weeks after that.
Wow. And, you know, the medical job I'm working for, that's what they were telling me Friday, like, oh, you have to wait till April now if you want to transfer, the one I'm thinking of leaving now.
Right. No, I feel like you get the SAC position and you're with them for, you know, a good five months or so. So
yeah. I don't.
All right,
like,
well, I've got some other callers
okay.
that called in, so okay. let me grab those. But stay in touch. Keep me posted.
I will. I'll keep listening.
Okay. Thank you so much. Take care.
Thank you.
Hi there. This is Lynn.
Hi, Lynn. This is Catherine.
Hi, Catherine. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Florida.
Oh, okay. Florida's been on the air today. I just got back from Florida.
I heard you went to Boca across the state.
I went to Boca and wasn't really for me, so I came back to Los Angeles.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah, what's your question for me, Catherine?
My question is, I had a falling out recently with an old friend of mine named Pete, and I wonder if there will ever be a reconciliation with him.
Yeah, it feels to me like he's got a lot of ego. So it's going to be difficult for him to sort of reach out. However, there will be a reconciliation, but it's not going to come for at least 6 months.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is there anyone? Go ahead.
Is he very, I just get a lot of ego around him, like very prideful. Is that sort of how he is? Like doesn't mm-hmm. like to admit he's wrong?
Yes, that's true.
Right. Yeah, it's going to take him some time, but I'm looking at 6 months reconciliation.
Okay. I'm just kind of hoping that I wasn't completely out of his mind or his heart, that's all.
No, not at all. Not at all. I mean, he feels badly about it.
Thank you, Lynn.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling in. Take care.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. Yeah, sometimes people just get too much an ego to kind of admit that they're wrong or they've made a mistake. And the universe generally brings these things back around us, but not all the time. Sometimes it can take years, months. You never know. All right, everybody that's on the listening end here, please reach out to me for a private session. Like I said, I offer discounts. I think I have time for one quick caller. I already had that caller on. Okay, so I think we're good. But like I said, I offer a $50 discount off any one of my sessions. You won't regret it. My clients generally like, some of them record. I find with recording, it can throw me off sometimes a little bit. Anytime I've ever done a television show or not necessarily on the radio, but for television, sometimes the recording has some effects on the reading. So my clients generally write things down. It's a little easier to refer to as well because I do get a lot of names and dates and things like that. So I urge you all to make today a great day. Thank you for calling in. Look forward to the next show and have a great Sunday.